Go ahead, please. You're on the air, Delaware 1059.
Hi, my name's Christopher Hill. Is somebody there?
Yeah. Hi, Christopher.
Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to call. I'm a first-time caller. I live in northern Delaware. I live in Bear, Delaware. I'm driving through Frankfort, Delaware right now on a job to Ocean City, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to let the people of southern Delaware know that I will be primarying Lee Murphy in the Republican primary for the United States, our at-large seat in Congress. And if it's okay, I'd like to give my website to people.
Well, I heard about this. Did you file?
Yes, I filed Form 1 and Form 2 with the FEC. Yes, I have a committee. I have a team. I have an IT team.
Yeah.
I have a campaign manager. And I'll be kicking off my campaign with a 5K race at Glasgow Park. I just don't have a date yet.
Okay. What is your background? Introduce yourself to people that don't know. What is your background?
My background is I studied political science at the University of Delaware. I'm a geotechnical driller. I am also a Delaware board certified alcohol and drug counselor. I also volunteer at halfway houses so that addicts and alcoholics can take their proper place back in society. And like everyone else, I am sick of what's going on in Washington, D.C., at the border, to our police officers, what's going to happen to our wallets if this reconciliation bill is passed, inflation, all of those issues. And I have no fear of the Democrats, and that's probably my best trait. I'm not afraid to be called a racist or a xenophobe or anything like that, and I'm ready to go to Washington, D.C. with boxing gloves on and fight for Delawareans' rights and be the voice of the people of this state.
Why would someone call you a racist?
Because I want to close the border. Because I'm a Republican. Because I'm a conservative. Because I think you need a voter ID to vote. Anything. They call you a racist for anything. And right, they're right. Way to emotionally abuse Democrats, youth especially.
And so this is your main reasons for wanting to run? Is this what just the current state of the nation today?
Yes, the entire political fabric of the entire nation needs to be the trajectory needs to be reversed, and there needs to be a renaissance in our government where the people are in charge again. And you know, that's not going to happen in one generation, but I believe it's possible. I believe in the principles of this country, and they're being eroded every day by the Democrat Party. And the Republican Party is in an excellent position right now with the way Joe Biden is handling the country to retake the House and Senate in 2022. I live in, obviously, Delaware is a blue state. But I think you can strike while the iron is hot. It is a non-presidential cycle, and I think the seat can be stolen from Blunt Rochester. I don't think anybody knows who she is or what she... I don't know if anybody's heard from her in
Ask you, since there will be a Republican primary, most likely, right, against Lee Murphy, and Republicans will have to choose between you, Christopher Hill, or Lee Murphy. Why are you a better candidate than Lee Murphy?
Lee Murphy has never won an election that he's run in. He was also in the union for 30 years. So I think he is more of an establishment token candidate rather than someone that would go to Washington, D.C. and be a fighter. He does not seem like a fighter to me. He seems like a suit. You can look him up on Ballotpedia, and he just seems like more of an empty suit. Just someone that would go to Washington and be a typical establishment Republican that represents himself rather than represents the voice of the people of Delaware and the people of America, which I would be.
Christopher Hill, Republican for U.S. House of Representatives. Congress wants to be a congressman for our state. Let's take a question. Smelt Man, do you have a question for Christopher Hill?
Well, yeah, you know, in Seattle, there are hundreds of boats sitting outside the harbor, and there's no workers to unload these boats. That's why they're sitting there. Now, we got a bunch of people at the border who want to come in here and work. What's wrong with letting them come in here and go up to Seattle and unload those boats?
How are they going to get to Seattle? And how are they going to be able to work?
I bet somebody take a bus down there and take them up there. You know, we brought the Chinese in because nobody would work on the railroad. Nobody was setting the dynamite to blow up the rock that needed to be blown up beside these Chinese. We brought the Irish in to build the railroads. I say, how do we address the fact that Americans won't work? Now, granted, a lot of them are getting paid not to work. But how do we address the, now that the cat's been let out of the bag, and Americans have tasted the good life, you know, how are you going to, what was the song, how are you going to get them back on the farm after they've seen Perry? How do we get workers in these Seattle ports?
Great question. Go ahead, Christopher.
Well, you have to end the enhanced benefits.
They're over.
Well, you have to. You're not going to be able to transport people from the border to Seattle to take jobs emptying boats. You have to make sure.
How do we make Americans? Why don't Americans want these jobs? I can't figure it out. It must be good paying. I don't understand why Seattle has a lack of workers. It doesn't make sense.
It makes perfect sense. Seattle is a socialist state where people think that the government will take care of them. They don't need to work. They have paradise up there. And at some point, someone will take care of them. They don't need to work. They've been indoctrinated to believe that they don't need to work. I don't need to work. Mm-hmm. Someone else will take care of me.
You're next with Chris. Oh, I'm sorry.
Someone owes me something for nothing. I don't need to work. So that's why they won't go back to work.
Republican for the U.S. House, Christopher Hill. Kathy.
Mr. Hill, I would not vote for you for the simple reason I think Lee Murphy gave his time to try to run for the last couple times, and he was a worker for Amtrak. He taught at a Catholic school. He's raised children. What is bad about that? Everyone wants a job. So what are you saying? The Amtrak job was a union job. My husband worked for the union. What is so bad about that? He worked in a Catholic school. My kids went to Catholic school. He has children. I had children. I think he has all the principles to be a great leader. Maybe he is not rough and tough. Maybe you're a little rougher. But I think he's a beautiful, wonderful man, and I have never seen the man in person. Oh. I've seen pictures, and I just love the man.
Let Christopher answer before he gives his website. Christopher?
Lee Murphy, as I understand it, has a daughter that had a problem with substance abuse.
We all have had problems with our children and abuse. And guess what? Sometimes
Let me just finish.
Yeah.
That's not the reason. I hope.
Let him finish.
I am a Delaware board certified alcohol and drug counselor.
Oh Lord!
Is that the
reason we vote for you, because you're board certified?
Let him finish.
Let me just finish.
Go ahead, Christopher.
Let me just finish.
Go ahead.
So I can relate to his problems with that. The reason that I'm a better candidate than Lee Murphy is because he has proven, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, let me finish, that he is a loser, and I don't mean as a person or as an individual, I mean as a candidate. He's never won an election that he's run in his entire life.
Have you?
So, from a third party, no, I have not. I haven't run in an election.
Okay.
So, from a third party perspective, if you were to bring in an analyst from, say, another state to review his candidacy, the third person, third party perspective would view him and say, geez, you know, you better make sure you don't run this guy. His chances of winning are zero because he has never won an election before. Why would he win this time? He's just another token candidate who's going to lose by 50,000, 75,000, or 100,000 votes.
Wes, do you have a question for Christopher Hill?
I wanted to shed some support, man. I think that he's a great candidate. I've followed him for a couple of years now. Murphy's a joke. He's done nothing for the state of Delaware or anything. I really wanted to touch on the last couple callers back who mentioned sending these folks from the border to Seattle or wherever else that needs transportation or help or whatever. If our federal government would back up a little bit and stop paying all these folks to stay home, there'd be a lot more people more willing to work. Business owner here in Sussex County, we can't find workers for anywhere. Nobody wants to do anything. You pay them triple, three times their wages, and they don't want to do anything.
Slow down a little bit.
Right. Thank you.
Slow down a little bit.
Hey, Christopher, what's your website? We're out of time for today. We'll talk again. How do people learn more about you and your candidacy? Are you there?
It's Chris. Yeah. Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
My website is Christopher, regular spelling, Hill for Congress.com. That's Christopher Hill for Congress.com.
The number four or F-O-R?
F-O-R.
Christopher Hill for Congress.
.com.
Got it. Christopher Hill for Congress.com. Good talking to you.
I look forward to talking to you again. I'd like to call back and talk about some more issues and take some more calls and, you know, answer some more questions. And
we'll have a debate. You want to have a debate on my show with Lee Murphy? I'll moderate a fair debate.
That would be fantastic. I would love to do that.
All right. I'm into it. Thanks, man.
Well, put me on hold and take down my number.
Yeah, I will.